We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the University City City Council meeting on July 10th, 2023. The meeting is now called to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Fuller.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crowe.
Here. Before you, you have the agenda. During the study session, City Manager asked that we move item number K2 from the consent agenda to make it item number L1 under the City Manager's report. Are there any other changes to be made to the agenda? Hearing none, is there a motion to amend the agenda? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The agenda has been amended. There are no proclamations. We do not have approval of minutes. We do not have any appointments. There is no swearing in. We will move into the first round of citizen comments. For those of you in the audience, please know that our citizen comments are limited to 5 minutes. When you come to the microphone, please push the bottom in the button at the bottom center. Give your name and address, and then limit your comments to 5 minutes. I believe all the speakers thus far this evening are on non-agenda items, and so we will move forward with these speakers at this time. The first request to speak is from Grace Collins.
Hi, my name is Grace Collins. My address is 8841 Washington Avenue, 63124. I'm a neighbor of the Avenir project. That's what I'm here to speak about today. And there is a lot of traffic that's going on Kingdale Avenue. And what I really want to highlight on is per the UCity ordinance that was approved April 11th, 2022, it's 9461, ordinance number 9461, 7178. Thank you. Where construction traffic, parking, and access points shall be restricted on Kingdale, Washington, Barbie, Teasdale, and West Kingsbury. And I want to say that I really have a strong belief that this can be eliminated because of my few exchanges that I've had with Steve Brower, who's the Holland project manager since even March of this year. And I want to say it was about 5 weeks ago where neighbor Margie and I, we went down to the trailer to talk to Steve about on the fence there was this advertising, and you can't see when you're, say, going north on Kingdale to take a right or a left, but particularly a right onto Del Mar, you can't see. And he took his time. And we remember that we had been in contact back in March. And Margie went home, and he checked in with Zach about why we were down there. And we were also down there because there was this big sign that is right from my kitchen window. And he saw to moving it. It's a work zone, huge sign that's probably 15 feet in height. And I really feel that I haven't been down there to talk to him about this, but it's dangerous. We have so many cement trucks coming in onto Kingdale. And that, from my understanding, wasn't the agreement. It isn't what was approved. It isn't what was promised to us. So I thank you all for listening to me. And that's all I have to say. Thanks.
Thank you very much. The next request to speak is William Ash.
Oh, there we go. Thank you, Mayor Crowe, and thank you all for this opportunity to address you here.
My name is William Ash. I live at 8690 West Kingsbury Avenue in University City. I speak for the record in regards to the construction traffic for the Avenir development at Del Mar Boulevard and King Dell. Per the University City Ordinance Bill number 9461, Ordinance 7178, approved April 11, 2022, on Section 3, Paragraph 1 states that all construction traffic, parking, and access points shall be restricted on King Dell, Washington, Barbie, Teasdale, and West Kingsbury. So that's the Kingsbury neighborhood that I live in. However, construction vehicles such as dump trucks and cement trucks are accessing the site via Kingdale Avenue and have been since the beginning of the construction project. This is creating a hazard for both pedestrians and vehicle traffic. Thank you, Mr. Hales, for visiting our neighborhood multiple times and asking that construction traffic be looked into. And you have been responsive to my concerns, and I appreciate it. But I still have some to share. I took a 100-second video on July 7th at 12:30 p.m., which can document that at least 5 cement trucks and 1 contractor vehicle were using Kingdell to access the site. Traffic disruption of residents exiting the neighborhood is clearly visible. Each of those 5 cement trucks should constitute a separate violation of the approved ordinance, 7178. Besides the congestion it causes, this traffic is exacerbating safety issues where Kingdell intersects at Del Mar Boulevard. Until sometime last month, there was a promotional sign for the Avenir complex completely enclosing the corner of the new fencing on Kingdell at Del Mar. 2 of our residents contacted the project manager, one of whom was Grace Collins, who just spoke, who agreed to move it to its current location up more southward and off the corner, and also adding blackout tarp up the entire side of Kingdell. The tarping creates a danger to vehicles driving on Kingdell Avenue, as due to the tarp fencing, they cannot see what is exiting the site. And exiting trucks cannot see if there's a car coming. And one of our residents' cars was nearly blindsided there a few weeks ago. Also, due to the continued presence of the fence and stacks of building materials, from that intersection looking east, automobile visibility at the corner is still restricted. Then looking west, parking on the south side of Delmar obscures visibility as well. And there's no longer an east side parking lane to jump into if the speed of downhill traffic on Delmar is misjudged. All this makes the turn more dangerous. And this is especially so at night, as the streetlight there is no longer functioning. In addition to the vehicular traffic concerns, there is no longer safe pedestrian access to Del Mar. Kingdell is narrower due to the fencing. There's no longer a sidewalk on the south side of Del Mar. Pedestrians now have to dodge across Del Mar to reach the sidewalk on the north side. With typical Del Mar traffic and additional construction traffic, this makes it very dangerous. Access violations have been occurring throughout the whole construction process. Any weekday, especially between 7 to 8 a.m. and 3 to 4 p.m., you're likely to observe such construction traffic, which can even block public access. Apparently, no forethought was given to create access from the east side of the complex. Given the existing safety issues at this intersection, it becomes all the more imperative that construction traffic not be allowed on Kingdell Boulevard. It exacerbates all the safety issues I've mentioned. Besides the noise, congestion, and safety issues, Kingdell Avenue is now rife with steel plates and fill-in depressions due to Missouri American Water drain pipe replacements. They will probably need to wait until after Avenir construction is finished, thereby delaying resurfacing until probably after December 2024. Over such a long period, this creates car suspension stress and damage and a longer disruption for the residents that would be resolved much sooner were it not for the ongoing presence of construction traffic. And in closing, I ask at a minimum that Ordinance 7178 be enforced, not only for the integrity of such approved legislation, but also for not adding additional stress to the unsafe conditions at this corner. Any additional mitigation safety issues at this corner would also be in the public interest. Thank you for granting me the opportunity to speak.
Thank you. Our next request to speak is Bob Kuhlman.
My name is Bob Kuhlman. I live at 8670 West Kingsbury. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I am the third person here to talk about the Avenir project and to bring to your attention ordinance number 7178, and specifically three violations of that ordinance. One being that traffic and access to the Avenir project is occurring on Kingdale, and it was our understanding, and it was codified here in this ordinance, that there would be no construction traffic entering the project from Kingdale. Yet, as we've already indicated, multiple trucks, cement trucks this morning, a giant truck which could barely get into the property was delivering a floor truss, and they had to drive up into the front yard of the house across the street just to get it backed into there and drag all of the tree lumber from the storm into the middle of the street, which I had to move with the help of one of the workers. Section number 7, that all existing trees currently on the east curb line of Kingdale shall be protected. They've been taken down. So clearly that's a violation of not just this, but also ordinances that have been passed in the past about preserving tree and other kind of foliage during these kinds of projects. And then item number 9, trees along Delmar are to be protected. Those are all gone. So there are three clear violations of this ordinance that have not been adhered to by the builder. And so I don't know, I'm making a request to the city council and specifically to my council members for district number 1, that they request the city manager or the appropriate staff to investigate this and to give us some relief. We would like to have that entrance to the project shut down altogether. They have 2 other entrances to this project that they should be able to utilize. If not, they need to figure out a way to do it because they are disrupting our neighborhood. As Mr. Ash indicated, we have the water project going on. So that the trees down and the traffic for the project are a significant disruption to our neighborhood and inconvenience to the taxpayers of the neighborhood. And lastly, today there was a lot of lumber from some other person that they just dumped there. So it's now become an attractive nuisance to the neighborhood. Again, I ask that somebody request the appropriate staff member to do the research into whether or not there is a violation and to give us relief. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. That concludes our citizen comments for this portion of the agenda. Next item on the agenda is council comments. Anyone is welcome to speak at this time. Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. To the three residents who just spoke, thank you for coming. I did want to respond. I heard from one of you, but not from the other two. When I was contacted on Saturday afternoon, that email went straight to the city manager. On Sunday, the city manager asked the director of planning and development to investigate this. So that was on a Sunday afternoon. I think we hear you. Your recollection is the same as ours. Steve and I talked about this weekend and on today as well. So I just wanted to put that out there. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to the public hearing. I will open the public hearing at 6:43 for an easement vacation for public alley at or near 6322 Bartmer Industrial Court. Madam Clerk, do we have any comments received by you prior to noon today?
I do not.
Thank you very much. Mr. Jacobs, you had asked to speak. Do you want to speak during the public hearing, or would you rather wait till the... Okay. We have no request to speak for the public hearing. Thus, I will close the public hearing at 6:43 p.m. Now I move forward to the consent agenda. There's one item on the consent agenda, which is the City of Chesterfield Salt Cooperative Agreement. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, before I start with the City Manager's report, I would like to give a very brief update on the storm recovery efforts. On July 1st, 2023, severe thunderstorms caused significant damage throughout University City and the region. According to Ameren, more than 100,000 of their customers lost power. Many of our residents lost power, and even more suffered downed trees and limbs. Our initial recovery operation centered on ensuring streets were cleared so traffic could flow, and afterward, we began opening our facilities as cooling centers. Today, we've started collecting limbs, trees, and other debris that was a result of the storm. We delayed our efforts until today so that residents would have an opportunity to place the limbs and trees at the curb. We will continue with our collection efforts until we have covered the entire city. I would encourage all residents to place down limbs and trees and other debris at the curb as soon as possible. Yard waste bags that are set at the curb along with limbs and trees will also be collected without stickers. Street crews will not be able to go onto private property to collect the trees, limbs, and yard waste bags. So it's extremely important that they place them at the curb. I want to take this opportunity to commend Deputy City Manager Brooke Smith, Public Works Director Darren Girdler, and all the staff that took immediate action to start our recovery efforts and to protect life and property. Thank you. Honorable Mayor and Council Members, up under the City Manager Report, item number L1, ask that you consider an agreement with UCity and Bloom for landscape maintenance. I would ask our Parks Director to present this item, Mr. Dunkel. Mr. Dunkel?
Mayor Crowe, members of council, as you may be aware, for several years, the city has had a contract with UCity and Bloom to provide landscaping services to the city facilities, such as parks, city hall, library, golf course, other facilities. Each year, the contract has increased, usually with inflation, those sort of things, as well as additional projects have been added. This year is no different. However, when we originally put the budget together, we did have a budget amount. Since that time, UCity and Bloom has approached us, and they completed a project that they started last year, as well as they're looking at doing another project, enhancement of an existing location, as well as the supply and labor costs have gone up. So they have asked for a 5% increase, which is about $4,700 to this item. Which brings it up to a little over $100,000 for the year for these services. Looking at our budget, looking at that line item, we feel that we can manage that within our operations.
Mr. Dunkel, it's my understanding that this is for this fiscal year, not last fiscal year.
Yes, this would be for fiscal year 24. That is correct.
Any questions of the city manager or the parks director? Mr. McMahon.
The city manager, thank you, Mayor. The city manager just gave us an update on the storm situation. My understanding is Ruth Park Woods took a big hit during the storm, and also you, City and Bloom, helped keep that beautiful. They've done a lot of work on the trail through there that we just had tours in the spring when it opened. Did they contact you after that about another bump into their contract to help out with any of the storm damage?
We've had a few emails going back and forth regards to that, and our staff is evaluating that at this time to see what our needs are or what we can do in-house, what we might need to contract out for. And UCity and Bloom has jumped in and has done some volunteer work there as well. So we are currently working on that.
Mr. Hales.
Thank you. Related to the storm update, did you get a sense that this was the first day of the cleanup? How far did they get? Are they moving at a good pace? Because I know the city is littered with trees everywhere. So,
yes, as Mr. Rose described, from July 1st, from the storm all the way up, including today, our main goal was try to take care of all the emergency issues, identifying hazard trees, hanging limbs, those sort of things. As well as today, we started the initial debris pickup. We started in Ward 3. We had two different crews working, one working from east to west, the other one starting in the west working east. They've made some good progress today. They were Actually, probably one crew is probably still working right now as we speak. So I do not have an update of where they finished off today since they are still working. Like Mr. Rose stated, we're going to continue to move forward with this each day. And once we get through Ward 3, since that was the heaviest hit area, we'll be moving to Ward 2 on the west end, because that's the heaviest hit area of Ward 2, working our way east and then hitting Ward 1 on the west end as well, heading east. For the past several days, myself included, as well as other staff, have been going out responding to phone calls about hanging limbs, possible hazardous trees, those sort of things. So we are compiling lists. We are 20 plus, and that list keeps growing, of these hazards that we must address, and we have to determine what we are capable of doing in-house and what we might have to contract out. But to answer your question, we are making good progress. I understand that, you know, having the debris down for a week, some residents are asking when we're going to get to them. The best answer, we're going to get to you as quickly as we can, but we do have a process in which we're moving through.
Thank you.
You have before you the U City and Bloom agreement. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Fuller. Is there a second? Second made by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now move forward to unfinished business. Unfinished business. We have before us Bill number 9516. May we have the second reading?
Bill 9516, an ordinance vacating and surrendering a public alley located at or near 6322 Bartmer Industrial Drive.
May we have the third reading?
Bill 9516, an ordinance vacating and surrendering a public alley located at or near 6322 Bartmer Industrial Drive.
Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a discussion? We have one request to speak, Mr. Jacobs.
Thank you. Mark Jacob, 873 Greenshire Court. I'm just here to answer any questions you might have.
Any comments or questions from members of the council regarding Bill number 9516? Hearing none, we have a motion and a second before us. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein?
Yay.
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Mayor Crowe?
Aye. The bill is passed. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you. Have a good evening. And while I'm up here, I do live in the west end of Ward 2. I want to thank the city, the staff, council for working very hard on the cleanup. And the email you guys sent out to let people know how long it would take was tremendously helpful in our community. And if you want to send more emails letting us know you're starting with the tree removal and those sorts of things, very much appreciated. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We now have before us Bill number 9517. May we have the second reading?
Bill 9517, an ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after July 10th, 2023, and repealing ordinance number 7228.
We have the third reading.
Bill 9517, an ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after July 10th, 2023, and repealing ordinance number 7228.
Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. McMahon. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Fuller? Councilmember Smotherson? Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Mayor Crowe?
Aye. The bill is passed. Now to council reports and business. Anything from any members of council at this time on this agenda? Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. Just wanted to let folks know that the library is back in its permanent location. The renovations look great, and so I encourage you to check out the library, check out a book. It is back in its permanent home.
Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Just a quick announcement, and that is with Arts and Letters, the Starlight Concert is going on right now in Heman Park. And just also letting you know that the Starlight Concerts, this will end the summer session. The fall session will start in September. And I believe that there are three concerts on Sundays at 3 o'clock in September.
Anyone else? Hearing nothing further, we have our second set of citizen participation comments. We have one request to speak, Steve Glickert.
Steve Glickert, 7750 Blackberry. I thought about getting a cake. It's 5 years today, or this month, that I started this process on zoning issues in the northeast part of our community. And the response, I think, has been atrocious. And I think you got a good look at a picture that I sent you today. That's just a tip of the iceberg. And the pending question is, where is it located? It is in University City, Mr. Rose. 6700 Plymouth, right at Ursula. And that's north of Olive. So you might want to take a trip up there and see what you're missing. Because I don't think you're doing that. Every time I go over there, I see the same violations over and over. And you respond with all these rosy responses of, we've got the best survey. People are so happy with our zoning. They haven't taken a trip over there. And what's interesting about that truck is I've looked at that several times. There's no plastic on the ground, no debris. That accident didn't happen there. That truck was towed into our community. You know why? Because they know you won't do anything. I've been waiting 5 years. I get no response on YouTube. I think it's shameful. The people over there that take care of their property are punished every day with cars in the yards, no licenses, derelicts. And there's much more than that that I haven't even touched. I'm just talking about the cars, and you won't even react on that. And it's been 5 years. And now people are bringing their crap into our community. And it reflects poorly on the whole community. And I want to know, why don't you speak on it tonight? What are you going to do? You've challenged this council on several other things in the 5 years. I've heard it. I challenge you. I challenge this council. Let's hear what you're going to do. Are you going to clean this up? Are we going to sit there and just look at the same conditions? They're deplorable. And with the heat and the illegal dumping, it stinks. And it all starts with these cars. 6705 does it. 6707 is like, well, I might as well do it too. They can go to a garage. They can probably make money on these pieces of crap. You ever see what salvage cars are going for these days? You get online, they're a couple thousand dollars. But no, they prefer to sit there and trash our community. And it's time for you to step up finally and do something. Get it done. Quit with the excuses, Mr. Rose. Lean on some people. Get it cleaned up. It's as simple as that. It's a daily job. It's not like bulk pickup or leaf pickup. You do this every day. And that's been sitting there for a month. How did somebody miss that for a month? It's like a neon sign. Nobody drove past that in a month. It's pretty sad.
That is our final request to speak from a citizen. Are there any council comments to be made this evening? The only one I have is that, hopefully this is for the folks who are watching from home. I think you all got a copy of this brochure for the park celebration. This is 100 years of parks in University City. The next celebration is on July the 18th. We had over 65 of our youth participate in a scavenger hunt, and they're getting awards at the Heman Park Summer Band Concert on Tuesday the 18th at 7 p.m. Then in celebration of National Parks and Recreation Month on the 25th, we will be recognizing all of our parks and recreation workers at the Heman Park Summer Concert on the 25th. We'll be having a bike the parks on September the 10th. And then we think this is the first time this has occurred in decades. On November the 11th, we'll be having a service for Veterans Day, honoring all of the veterans who are from University City. So that should be pretty cool on November the 11th. So you'll be getting more and more information from the group. You can also go to ucityparks100.org and get more information. Hearing nothing from any of my colleagues, a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Mr. Fuller. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of adjourning, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? We are adjourned.